Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, for months, literally months, we have been telling you to go over to Rumble, to go to our live feed. And where you find that is you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go to the right side of the page, if you're on social media platforms, we are right there. On the right side of the page, right on the right side of the page there. And when you click onto that link, you can actually go back to the live feed coming directly from Rumble. And there's actually Rumble Rants. Okay, it's a live chat over there, so we can go live over there. We are rebuilding, friends. We just got another page pulled today. They're saying that we're giving you medical misinformation. And, friends, you can rest assured when the ball rolls and the dominoes fall, we're going to be a part of one of those dominoes because they are, in fact, giving you false medical misinformation that is causing harm. They're committing crimes against humanity. You can go to healthimpactnews.com, healthimpactnews.com, to find out exactly what we're talking about. And we are going to sue them to the core. There's no other recourse, friends. We will sue them to no end for their crimes against humanity and censorship of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights concerning freedom of speech. We are tired of it, and we are not at the point, friends, where the rubber meets the road once again. So the more they afflict the children of Israel, it tells us in the book of Exodus 1, the more they multiplied. Let me say it again. It's in verse 12, 1, verse 12 in Exodus. The more they afflicted the children of Israel, the more they multiplied. Friends, this is our best friend concerning the afflictions that are taking place. When you go to Psalm 119, the Lord tells us, in thy afflictions, thou hast taught me to learn thy statutes. And Lord, we're listening because we also understand Psalm 94, verse 16, where the Bible says, where are the workers that will fight up against those of iniquity, the lawless? Psalm 94, verse 16. So with that said, friends, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Subscribe to that page. Go to the right side. You will find all of our resources there. When you go to the live feed, what you'll find, friends, is all of our networking that is placed under that. You can go ahead and look at all the links to Telegram, again, to subscribe on Rumble, to Sons of Liberty Store, to supporting the ministry. Again, that's all live on the Rumble feed even now. Also wanted to let you know, too, friends, if you'd like to go over to social media platforms on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, you can do that as well. That is beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. And we'll get to more of who we are, what it is that we do, if you're a first-time listener, in just a couple of minutes here. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5. And let me remind you, friends, if you would like to call in, we would love to hear from you. We are broadcasting live into 154 cities even now. We are ranked the number one and the number two show in the United States of America on Genesis Communication Networks. I want to bring you over there really quick just to show you how that's all set up if you're on social media platforms. If not, I'm just proving the point here, friends. That's all I'm doing. Just proving the point. When you go to Genesis Communication Networks, let's see where we're at right now. Oh, we're ranking number two out of 65 different radio show hosts even now. So, again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Now, let me get over to this really quick, friends. Really quick. A lot of people are trying to figure out, because we spent the time last week talking about how, in fact, the said doctors, nurses, administrators in hospitals, we have been exposing even coroners, friends, that are getting incentives to basically, well, equate death to COVID, not just death, but to get them to take the PCR tests. They are getting incentives to admit people into the hospital for what they call COVID. Those that are admitted to the hospital, if they die, regardless of how they die, they are to get an incentive if they manufacture the death record and equate it to COVID. And again, this is all confirmed information. As a matter of fact, I have it in front of me right now. The hospital payments are a free required PCR test in the emergency room or upon admission for every patient with a government-paid fee to the hospital. Remember, when they're talking about government-paid fees, also keep in mind government-paid fees means that they're stealing your money to pay these doctors to commit the act of fraud against their patients in the hospital settings, just so you know, okay? The hospital payments also include concerning incentives, added bonus payment for each positive COVID-19 diagnosis. Yes, friends, doctors are getting paid to do this. Yes, coroners are getting paid to manufacture death records. And yes, they are getting incentives, those in the administrative offices in hospitals to give you a PCR test. They're paid to do so. Let me go on. A 20% boost bonus payment from Medicare on the entire hospital bill for use of remdesivir instead of medicines such as ivermectin. We're also finding, friends, those that are on remdesivir, 75 to 85%, there is adverse side effects when they take that drug. Another incentive is another and larger bonus payment to the hospital if a COVID-19 patient is mechanically ventilated. Did you hear what I said? They're getting paid to put these people on the ventilators. That's why there's no questions asked. That's why when you walk through the hospital doors today, friends, they act like a bunch of Judases willing to sell you out regardless. And that's exactly what they're doing, friends. It's exactly what they're doing. And I'm going to take it a step further. Just hold on a moment here. More money to the hospital if cause of death is listed as COVID-19. We have all known this for almost 2 years now, but they continuously drive the same narrative. A COVID-19 diagnosis also provides extra payment to coroners. Friends, you can't make this up. You just can't make up this information, okay? And it's exactly what's happening. I want to show you this on the other side of this hard break. Folks, again, remember, if you're a new-time viewer or a listener, we are broadcasting into 154 cities nationwide, as well as 53 countries abroad. So we got a hard break coming up. And once we are past that hard break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to play a video. Find out how much your doctor or hospital is being paid, your local hospital or doctor, being paid by Big Pharma. I'm going to give you the video, and I'm going to give you the resource to go to find out as to how much money they're getting paid to sell you out and to manufacture the records and to get you to take a test or to get you hospitalized or to put you on a mechanical ventilator. I didn't say it. They said it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Today, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to bring you to your local hospitals now, and this is what I want you to do. Is I want you to do your own due diligence. I'm going to give you the information here, okay? It's called openpaymentsdata.cms.gov. It's openpaymentsdata.cms.gov/forgive me. One more time. openpaymentsdata.cms.gov/. I'm going to show you the video. You can probably pull it up on social media platforms. If not, go ahead and do your due diligence if you're listening to us by the way of radio. And do your due diligence, friends. It's that important to understand because, again, this only goes to prove the point that they are selling you out through incentive. Okay, and that's exactly what's happening. That's what we just spent the last 8 minutes on during the first segment, is highlighting the fact that this is, in fact, what they're doing. They're manufacturing it through every step of the way. And again, this is information we have known for some time now concerning this plandemic, friends. But let me get to this. And, again, I want you to see for yourself as to how you can get to these sites. And, again, find out for yourself and see for yourself exactly as to what is taking place in your own country. So I'm going to play this. It's a very short video. And, again, I want you to hear this and check this out. This is a nurse, and she is showing you exactly where to go so you can find out how your doctors are getting paid by Big Pharma. Ready for this?
I like to accuse doctors of getting payouts from Big Pharma. Did you know that there's a database that discloses all this information to the public for free? And it's mandated by federal law. It's called the Sunshine Act. If you want to know if your doctor's getting paid off by Big Pharma, you can just look them up. Let me show you how.
You're getting sold down the river, Americans.
Right here. You put their name right there. And it gives you all the goods. Which companies are paying them, how much they're getting paid, when they got the money. It's all there. Find out for yourself if we're getting paid off. It's all right there. Sunshine Act.
Okay, folks, so there you see it, right? There you see it right in front of your face. There you hear it. concerning the information coming into your own ears. And what you're finding is that these said doctors, these said administrators and nurses and coroners are selling you down the river because they're getting paid by Big Pharma. I'm going to give you that information one more time. I want you to do your own due diligence, and I want you to make it known as to how administrators, doctors, nurses, and coroners are getting paid by selling you out. Read Luke 22:48. This is exactly what Judas did to Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. That is right before he went and hung himself. That is the fruit of those that sell out the truth. Rest assured. Also check out Hebrews 9:27 and Revelation 21:8, starting there. Okay, openpaymentsdata.cms.gov/. openpaymentsdata.cms.gov/. Okay? Let's go on to the next point here. We have a school district just highlighting and countering the narrative through the mainstream media and their useful idiots. It's interesting to note that we just found out through the likes of the Gateway Pundit that a school district in New York City sent out, actually through the state, email warning parents of sudden cardiac arrests in student grades K through 12. Not making it up. Do your own due diligence, cross-check everything that we're telling you. School district in New York sends out email warning parents of sudden cardiac arrest in student grades K through 12. Don't be surprised, friends, that they're zeroing in on the kids, okay? These are the same people that are trying to tell you that they're looking out for you, that have in fact and are in fact responsible for sanctioning the illegal of murder concerning children in the womb. And you might want to put that up. If you call yourself a Christian, you might want to put that up against Proverbs 6:17 and such scriptures as Exodus 20, you know, like thou shall not kill. It just doesn't fly in the face of the Lord. And you can rest assured, friends, there's going to be retribution for the blood. Every single drop that has been spilt, you can rest assured there is going to be retribution. You might want to do a little homework in scripture, and you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about, and line that up to the history that man even confirms, okay? Going over to Health Impact News, highlighting line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning what is going on. We're finding, friends, that UK government caught lying, of course. We've exposed this 100 times over. 23.5 million people in England have not had a single dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, which, again, friends, goes back to the point that they're using the Saul Alinsky tactic. They want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. They're telling you the majority of the people have been vaccinated, only to belittle their political opposition concerning those that do not go out and get the experimental jab. I'm telling you the opposite is true. I've shown you city after city, country after country of people that have lined the streets in protest concerning their governments, friends. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do right now, since we're on live radio and we're on social media platforms, is I want to show you a picture of that of Romania. Romania just recently had over 2 million people flock to the streets in protest of their government, demanding their immediate resignation. Oh boy, that's letting them off real easy, isn't it? Isaiah 26:9. That's letting them off really easy. The fact of the matter is, folks, you don't call for the resignation. In this country, you impeach them, Article 2, Section 4. Then you prosecute them for their crimes, Article 1, Section 3. I know that another fellow radio show host on a level of, well, he's got a little bit bigger outlet than I have. I have about 154 cities. I suspect he's probably got about 200. But he had come out and shown the compact and the covenant between that of the American government and Moderna. So, folks, don't act like this is coming at us as some sort of surprise concerning what's taking place here, because we know that this is, in fact, a conspiracy, and conspiracies are very real. Jeremiah 11:9. If you're on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and or to the top left side of the page on beforeitsnews.com, and you will see the picture of all of the voices that the mainstream media means for you not to hear. They don't want you to hear the fact that in Australia, millions have taken to the streets that have not been vaccinated. They don't want you to know that of, in Israel, 75% have said no way to the experimental vaccinations. They called it the vaccine Holocaust. They don't want you to know that the hundreds of thousands of people have taken to the streets in Belgium defying government for the propaganda that's being funneled to the people's White House on a global basis. When it stops here, Americans, it stops there. They don't want you to know the information concerning what's going on in France right now, where the police that were working on the behest of the tyrant have forsaken the tyrant and have now joined the people in protest concerning the vaccine passports and these forced compliance measures. Did you hear about that through the mainstream media? Nope, you didn't. What about Germany? Same thing happening in Germany right now, friends. Did you hear about all the people defying government in those prospective countries? Nope, nope. No, folks, that's why they're censoring guys like me, is because I'm telling you what's going on in other countries. And this is happening in the UK almost on a daily basis, where hundreds of thousands of people are taking to the streets. Did you hear about that? Oh, absolutely not. You didn't hear a word about it, friends, because they didn't want you to hear a word about it. But you know what? Again, let me just reiterate the point. We don't ask the devil for permission here to obey God. We never have, and we never will. I want to show you this. I showed it yesterday. This is happening in Italy, and it's. I'm going to go ahead and click it back there. This is happening in Italy right now. Family members lining up in the thousands down the streets with their relatives, their family members that have taken the experimental jabs that are now dead and gone. Did the mainstream media share this with you, Americans? Absolutely not, they didn't. What about the element of what's taking place here is not criminal? I'm talking about the Bill Gates. I'm talking about the Anthony Fauci's. I'm talking about all of the doctors that call themselves doctors that are in compliance with what's going on here. The same thing with big tech companies. Friends, the American people must come to the conclusion, as our friend said, our friend that is an attorney, and I brought this up two times this week, and I bring it up again because I can feel the fire of it, friends. Listen, when this ministry comes under attack, we will respond tenfold. I want you to understand that. We will respond tenfold, lawfully. Not unlawfully, but lawfully. I am sick and tired of every day of the week getting on this radio program and sharing with the American people what's happening in other countries, who act more like the posterity of the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren of our forefathers than most Americans do. But this is the point that I wanted to make. Attorney Reiner Fulmick on Nuremberg 2.0, justice will not come through the courts. Nope, they're corrupt as well, friends. But by the people rising up and saying, no more of this. Folks, we need to learn from our forefathers while we still have time to do so. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A medical expert that spoke to the Daily Wire believes the Biden administration will eventually change the definition of fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to include a booster shot as it continues to push vaccines on the public. Dr. Marty Makary, a surgeon and professor at Johns Hopkins University, said on Fox News that the mandates have backfired, freezing people in their positions.
Many of these folks now are never going to get vaccinated. They may never get a booster if they're older and need a booster.
White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients predicts a winter of severe illness and death for Americans who decide not to take the vaccination.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
This is USA Radio News. Roger Stone, longtime advisor to former President Donald Trump, appeared Friday before the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack, where he said he invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination.
Not because I have done anything wrong, but because I am fully aware of the House Democrats' long history of fabricating perjury charges on the basis of comments that are innocuous, immaterial, or irrelevant.
A study published by the British Medical Journal late Thursday suggests Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is up to four times more likely to cause heart inflammation, myocarditis, or myopericarditis than Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccination with Moderna's vaccine was associated with a significantly increased risk in the Danish population, authors said in the study. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah, you know, I see you on social media platforms, and I totally agree. Some of you people that are commenting right now, you need to get on the lines and encourage other people so they can understand that you're as frustrated as the rest of us. Because what we need to do is we need to come together under the banner of Christianity, Ephesians 4, 1 Corinthians 1, 10, 11, and 12, and understand, folks, that we are saying the same things. Did you just hear that propaganda outlet? And all of what was said was what? To sell and to drive the narrative, okay? We even heard one guy say, a winter of severe illness and death. Consider the source. Consider the source. These are the same people that told you to wear a mask for 2 weeks to put a curve on the whole virus, as they call it. Okay? Look where they brought it. Okay? But again, what I'm doing is giving you information that they don't want you to hear. That individual right there should be incarcerated and prosecuted immediately, okay? Because the information that he's giving to you is opposite of what the truth is. Throughout the week, I found myself sharing with my listeners and my viewers that the elephant in the middle of the living room is this. The people that are dying are not dying from what they call COVID-19. They're dying from their experimental jabs. That is the elephant that is in the middle of the living room that nobody wants to talk about. Now, I just highlighted this just a couple of minutes ago, friends, that in the UK alone, they were caught lying. They were bolstering numbers, trying to get everybody to believe that everybody has gotten their experimental jabs. If that's the case, then why the forced measure? Why the forced compliance measures? I'm asking the question. 1-866-582-9933. Everything that you hear on the mainstream media, folks, and I'm talking about through their propagandists, is a lie. There is no truth in these people. They're telling you, that's John 8:44, the opposite is true as to what they're telling you. Isaiah 5:20, read these scriptures as they pop up, friends. But I just shared with you that in the UK, the government's been caught lying. 23.5 million people in England have not had a single dose of a COVID vaccine, but they're selling to the rest of the world that everybody's gotten it. No, they have not. See, that's the problem they're having. That's why they're coming up with this Omicron virus. And it's going to keep going on, and it's going to keep going on, and it's going to keep going on until the people rise up and have their Nuremberg trials before the genocide that's taking place today in this country and on a global basis. Is that true? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We just found this out, just to, again, line upon line, precept upon precept. The CDC is now admitting COVID-19 shots are causing heart disease, but won't stop the injection. No, they're trying to tell you that if you don't take it, you're going to have a fearful winter. There's going to be a lot of death in America. Yeah. Again, we better consider the source as to who's behind all this, because the bad guy is not having his way the way that he thinks he is. You better understand Scripture and understand that this is the hand of God bringing judgments out upon a people that fail to repent. That's the fact of the matter. For what? Violating his moral law. And I can tell you what the American people are guilty of more than anything, friends, in violating God's moral law and not upholding it. And not upholding it. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, going to the New Testament, Hebrews 8:7, go over to Hebrews 10, verse 7, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about, because Jesus came to magnify the law. He didn't come to abrogate it. He didn't come to do away with it, Matthew 5, Romans 3:31. This is ridiculous as to what's taking place. Let me bring you now over to, regardless of the statistics, regardless of the warnings of students in New York, warning parents of sudden cardiac arrest. Let me just stop right there, and I need to say this because it's important that you hear it. And you can mark my words, because it's what nobody else is saying, but it needs to be said. Family members are going to die because they don't want to listen to a guy like me. Before they want to wait until it happens, and then they wish they would have listened to guys like me, because we hold to the word of God here. But what I want to tell you is family members are going to die, and they're going to die in the wrong families. This is what's going to happen. It's going to be vigilante justice. Family members are going to die, and they're going to be a part of the wrong families, because one of those family members is going to take it upon themselves to do what everybody know needs to be done. These individuals that continuously, in the face of all truthful statistics concerning these experimental jabs, they're going to take it upon themselves, and they're going to hunt these people down, and they're going to take them out. You can mark my words. It's a very, very dangerous game that they are playing. It's a very dangerous game that they're playing. But they're going to be hunted down. Oh, as a matter of fact, if I can go back here, people are already calling for this justice, which guards our and preserves our liberties on a global basis. And it is, in fact, already being called upon through Nuremberg trials, where doctors and lawyers on a global basis are calling for international trials right now. As international trials begin against the globalists, will a return to public executions be necessary? Well, I can tell you this. You can either take it upon yourself to do it God's way and be a mercy upon society by teaching them that they're not going to tolerate crimes against humanity, Proverbs 16:6, or you can go ahead and take on man's commandments and be a part of the system of injustice which counters itself against God's justice. That's what you have today. It's a moneymaker. They've created a system of indulgence, and people, quite frankly, are sick and tired of it. And so am I. And so am I, to say the least. And so am I. I mean, folks, you know, I'm going to take this in stride. I'm going to go ahead and take our friend in Louisiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, this is the Cajun Widower. You know,
What's your name?
My name is Philip. My name is Philip.
Okay.
I'm the Cajun Widower. On September the 12th of this year, my wife died like 2 hours after she got her booster shot. And her boss forced her to do it or she couldn't work there anymore. And they're doing the same thing here in Louisiana, all over the place. In fact, Governor Snake Eyes Edwards is not only going after our spouses and your husbands out there, they're going after the children, too. They want to mandate this illegal experimental vaccine assassination on our children over here. They want to add it to all the list of all the other things that they're doing, because they're already doing a lot of things like, you know, introducing kids to all kinds of weird sex and all kinds of stuff is happening out here. And it's happening all over the whole country. Brothers and sisters, this gentleman is right. We need to rise up like they're doing in all these other countries, and we need to stop this thing. And the police are joining us left and right in the United States, too. You're not alone. You got a lot of people here that know the truth about what's happening. You need to stand up. You need to wake up, stand up, rise up and wise up. You need to put on the mind of Jesus Christ in the form of God. You got to watch every wall and stand in every gap. And now's the time to stand in that gap. Don't let them vaccinate your children. Brothers and sisters, I love you all very much. Resistance is freedom. And guess what? Resistance is all life, too. That's right. Resistance is freedom. And also, resistance is life. Have a blessed day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend. I totally appreciate that. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you need to understand this scripturally. When the Lord told the children of Israel through the book of Torah to keep his commandments and dispossessing the enemies from before them, you need to keep in mind those same commandments were to be kept in hold when they received the possession. So it's not like you get the possession, because Americans, we have the possession. Now, where we're missing it is we're not still upholding those laws against ourselves to remain a free people. 2 Corinthians 3:17, Psalm 33, verse 12. We have the lawful right to resist and refuse. Here's the point that people need to understand. Those that are pushing this narrative do not have the lawful right nor the delegated authority to force you to do anything. Did you hear what I said? They do not have the law on their side to force you to do anything but obey the law. And they're not obeying the law. And if they're not obeying the law, then you better be the law and understand that you are the law and that you are the government in this country, and begin to defy, and again, not to stop at defiance, but to hold these individuals, every single one of them, accountable. Hold them accountable. Anybody ready to be offended here? Because I'm going to show you some videos that are highly, highly offensive. And I got a hard break coming up on me now. I just seen that. And I did not tee that up. We're not paid by sponsors to be here. We are here by the good graces of God to get you the information that Americans must have to remain a free people under God. Not without God, as we stand back and allow these said globalists in an attempt to create a world without God. Is that going to fly on your watch? Because it's not going to fly on my watch. Too many men fought, bled, and died. The Christ died on Calvary. He bled Calvary. He washed me in his own sin, Revelation 1:5. And I am not going to, by the grace of God, roll over in the face of what he condemns. No way, my friends. When I come back, I'm going to bring you to the New York Gestapo. I'm going to show you what the agents of the state, they're not police, they're agents of the state operating under this new puppet, this new clown in the circus of politics, this new governor. Isn't it interesting how she came out of nowhere and the first thing she did was she got into place and said, you know what, this is who I'm working for. We're going to enforce these vaccinations. Folks, it's either you or it's them. That's really what it comes down to. And I would love to stand in any court of law and show the people the truth of the matter and show you exactly how it is that they are under attack, because I can't find a one person that agrees with what's going on here in America or in other countries. We're going to come back. I'm going to show you the New York Gestapo and what they're doing to people that are unvaccinated. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yeah, I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In action. We're good, GCN. Thank you, guys. By the way, Merry Christmas to everybody down there. Merry Christmas to everybody. I don't want to forget the reason for the season. I know why we're here. I know what we're doing here. And we glorify the Christ here, and we do that through worship. And I'm not talking about holding our hands up and praising Jesus all day. No, we praise Him in action. We worship Him in action. James 2:14 through 26. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? But what I want to do is I want to show you the New York Gestapo. I want to show you what's happening in New York as we speak. And again, you heard nothing about this from the mainstream media. This is about 30 people getting ready to be arrested in a restaurant in Applebee's for having no proof of vaccine passports. I said in America, and I told you, by the way, that this was coming if we didn't pay attention to what was going on. So I'm not going to play the audio for the very reason that there's a lot of swearing going on. James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29. But what we can see is we can see all the agents of the state in New York playing along with each other. And then they begin to arrest these individuals who have not proven their vaccine passports. Folks, this is in America. This is happening in America. We're noticing the same thing going on in California. We're noticing the same thing going on in New York. It's always those two states, friends, because then they begin to close in on the rest of us. This is the noose that's being tightened on the American people. It needs to stop now. Let me say this. It needed to stop 2 years ago. Don't stand back and act as if these people, these politicians, are telling you the truth of the matter. Here, I want you to hear this. This is the protest outside where the people that are walking down the street stop and they begin to protest the police. This is dangerous business, agents of the state. You're not upholding the Constitution. You're tearing it down.
All right, guys,
in obedience to that.
So basically what just happened was four guys.
Of a tyrant rather than the law.
After they were asked to leave.
Okay, so then here's an update.
And yeah, we're going to head to the precinct right now. And we're going to just be protesting there for a little bit. And then, yeah, we're going to head home. But this is crazy. Like, this is America. This shit does not make any fucking sense.
Like, sorry. Really, okay, so he's going to start talking like that. I can't have that on air. Sorry about that, friends. But again, I hope you just seen that. I think someone's trying to let me go, Bradley. I don't know that I had that going on. But here, I'll go ahead and show this again. This is 30 people waiting to be arrested by the police for not showing proof of vaccinations in America. This is New York. Okay, folks, you know, one guy said, I'm going to sue every one of them. That is your only recourse, and it must be done. This is all, folks, this is all premised on the will of the wealthy. Since when did money answer the matter of freedom in this country? Yes, I know Scripture tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes that money answereth all matters. But folks, here's the issue that I'm having. What is it that you love more? You love your master, you serfs, you slaves, or is it that you love the Lord that wants to make sure you remain free? Well, I can tell you who you serve by who you obey, Romans 12:21. And let me remind everybody, nowhere in Scripture can you find where the Lord ever commanded his children to disobey him in obedience to tyranny. Just the exact opposite. Read 1 Peter 2. If you're on social media platforms right now, what you're seeing is you're seeing on the outside, I'm just going to kind of scroll forward, when they take these prisoners out for not having proof of vaccinations, the agents of the state are basically shouted down by the people on the streets, the passerbyers. Okay, so this wasn't planned, and then all of a sudden the people on the outside start crying out shame to you, speaking to the police. Okay, again, who again are acting on the behest of a tyrant? They are not acting on the behalf of American law. This is tyranny on its face, Americans. Things are getting exciting. What an opportunity we have. Let's go to the next one. One of the people arrested compared the police to the Nazis, and we're going to sue every last one of you. And then he used a expletive, and I'm not going to play that, but I will play this so you can see it on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. He's walking over to the police car, being escorted by an agent of the state. He said, I'm going to sue every one of them, and that's exactly what he has to do. Exactly what he has to do. This is all premised and predicated upon administrative law, which is unconstitutional. All of this is. All of it is. Every court in America, not just a couple judges, but every court in America should at this point have stood up and said that what the governors are doing in their states. And by the way, we've had a couple federal judges already make this statement. They don't have the constitutional authority to do what they do. But here's the deal. They keep driving the narrative anyways. Here's the tsunami, right? Tsunamis don't stop because you have a wall there. Nope. The tsunami stops when the Creator says it stops. Peace, be still. Remember that guy? You know, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, when there was a storm on the lake? And do you remember what happened? And all of a sudden he was sleeping in the back of the ship, and he just taught them faith, and apparently they didn't learn the lesson. And as he's sleeping in the back, they awake him because of the storm that began on the lake in Galilee, and what did the Bible say? He said, peace be still. And they said, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? I want to tell you who he is. He's my big brother. That's who he is. I want to tell you who he is. He is the Lord of Lords, and he's the King of Kings, and he's still there today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and don't ever forget it. Don't you ever forget it, friends. Don't you ever forget. What manner of man is Bradley's Lord that even the winds and the sea obey him? Well, he's the Creator. He's the governor of the nations. It tells us that in the book of Isaiah chapter 9. The government is upon his shoulders. Let me show you one more video before we take a hard break here. Okay? I'm starting to have church up in here is what we're doing. After protesters against mandates were arrested at the Queens Center Mall for doing a sit-in in Applebee's, the protesters started to chant, shame, shame. So we'll go ahead and play this one. Now keep in mind, friends, I got to be careful of what I put on the air here audibly. Okay. Okay, so again, folks, this is what's happening in the United States of America, and I told you it was going to come if we didn't put a stop to it. Well, Bradley, anybody could have said that. I'm not trying to predict. I'm just telling you the common sensities of what's going to take place if you let tyranny run its course. There is no stopping with tyrants. Does anybody know the definition of a despot? Because that's what this is. A despotic government, it means that they don't want to be ruled by a creator, and they don't want to be ruled by a constitution, which in end defines out to be tyranny. And that's what we're seeing play out today in a big way. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Did you guys see this? This last week, interestingly enough, I showed my viewers on social media platforms, as well as those on my listeners. I'm trying to pull up a picture really quick for my viewers on social media platforms. It's a picture of Donald Trump's place, you know, that guy that's making America great again. But it's a picture of Donald Trump's restaurant. Vaccine mandate signs for indoor dining at the Trump Tower in New York. Yeah. Boy, I bet that's probably catching up to him. Oh, as a matter of fact, it is catching up to him. Here you have it. Did you see this? Mr. Make America Great Again, who failed to prosecute one corrupt politician but released over 143 criminals back onto the streets hours before his departure from the People's White House. He was just recently booed for saying that he wouldn't investigate Joe Biden's family. Because he said, I don't want to hurt their family. It's the same thing he said about that of the Clintons after he won the People's White House. I don't want to hurt the family. I don't want to hurt the Clintons. But it's okay that the Clintons have over 200 dead bodies around them. It's okay that the Clintons have violated how many countries and how many laws that they transgress here in the United States of America. By the way, isn't it Donald Trump, just a question, being facetious though I am, isn't it Donald Trump that's on a tour right now telling everybody how corrupt Joe Biden and his family are? But he doesn't want to hurt their family. This is the guy telling you that he wants to make America great again. This is the guy that calls himself the father of the vaccination. This is the guy that's on a tour right now trying to get all of his idolaters, his worshipers, to get a shot. Isn't, in spite of all the fruit and the adverse side effects, he was booed by the people. His days are numbered, friends. He has controlled opposition to keep you distracted from what's really going on as he gives the same message concerning those that you declare that you're sick and tired of. We have Hour 2 coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, Hour 2 coming up. Be right back.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.